We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And welcome back to the show. Talk a little LSU hoops. Second half of the hour, we'll have on Latavius Murray, newest Saints running back, who was on Sports Talk earlier today. But LSU, Florida tomorrow at noon in the SEC tournament, and Tyler Nunez, a Tigerag, on in to help us take a look at that matchup. At By Tyler Nunez on Twitter, tigerag.com. Tyler, what's going on, man? Here we go amid all the madness, and I guess March Madness pretty appropriate for what we're seeing here, right?
Yeah, I just got up to Nashville, looking forward to tomorrow. But, yeah, it's been a crazy weekend. We couldn't even get on the road until, like, 11 or 12 after Will Wade sent that text message to all of us this morning. And But we're here. We're ready to watch some basketball tomorrow. It looks like there's already been some good basketball played. And LSU versus Florida, part three tomorrow.
Yeah, part three, two overtime games here, one win each on the opposing court. And I would guess that LSU would have wished for any opponent other than Florida, right?
Yeah.
But I guess them's the breaks.
It's about as tough an opponent as you can get as a one seed in your conference tournament. Florida's a really good basketball team. They're surging right now. They've got a really good coach in Mike White. And they're just a really hard-nosed basketball team. They play really solid defense, and they really like to slow the game down. They've got really good talent. I mean, Jalen Hudson has scorched LSU twice. Kevon Allen did the first game. They've got weapons all over the floor, and they really seem to know how to make LSU kind of play outside of themselves.
So Jalen Hudson, you mentioned him. So he scores 33 against LSU in that overtime game. It was the last week, last Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then the next two games, he got 13 against Kentucky, just 7 today against Arkansas. Why is he such a tough matchup for this LSU team? Is it just like we talked about before, that they have a real tough time guarding guards that can score in multiple ways, or is there something more there?
Yeah, I think it's a matchup issue. They don't really have anyone that can just like kind of stay on him long term. That is just like that can just like lock him down. And so, and if you give him any room, he's going to score. It doesn't really matter where. So, I think it's just a matchup issue. Other teams have kind of longer guards that they can put on him that are and a little bit maybe speedier. And then also you got to worry about the depth issue with LSU. They only play an 8-man rotation. So if anyone gets in foul trouble, it's kind of over for them. So I think that it's a combination of issues. I think they really want Javonte Smart back. I think he helps a little bit in that regard. But if not, I think it's going to be really tough to slow him down once again.
What about this pace that you mentioned? And the first time these two teams played, it was a 70-point game in regulation, a little higher than that. Once they finished the overtime, it was in the 60s. In the second time these two teams played, can LSU beat Florida at their own game? Can they win at that pace?
Yeah, I mean, they did it. They did an okay job the second time around. They can win those games as long as LSU is like within 10 points. They have a chance. I think they would rather obviously run the ball. They'd rather force turnovers and score in the fast break. But the problem is Florida does such a good job of protecting the ball. They're such a well-coached and experienced team that it's kind of tough to force them into mistakes like that. So I thought that LSU was going to do a really good job of that early in the second game. When LSU went on a big run early in the first half, it looked like they were going to start controlling the pace. But then Florida just kind of reverted back to playing really hard-nosed defense. They kind of packed in the middle with that 2-on-2. And then just LSU once again just couldn't find the rim for a while and kind of let Florida get back into it. So controlling the pace against this Florida team is a really difficult task. We saw this with Mike White whenever he was at Louisiana Tech. We're seeing it at a much higher level now at the SEC when he's at Florida. And I think that's just kind of a hallmark of Mike White, and it's a testament to what he's been able to do with these programs.
It's Tyler Nunez joining us here on the Last Lap at By Tyler Nunez, covers LSU for Tiger Rag. What about Tony Benford, the, I guess you can call him, interim head coach right now? How's he handling this whole situation?
I think he's handling it as well as he I mean, you could at this point. I think a lot of people were surprised he was the guy. I think Greg Hyer and Billy Armstrong probably would have been more likely to have taken that job. But I think what Tony Binford's done is he's kind of let the players do their own thing. We're at the point in the season where these players know what they're supposed to be doing. And they don't need a lot of coaching at this point. It's all about implementing coaching they've already gotten. And I think that's a really smart move on Binford's part. I think he has veteran guys like Tremont Waters and Skylar Mays who are able to lead the team on the floor. And at this point, you got to let what Will Wade did throughout the season work itself out on the court.
These kids are human, and that's what they are. They're really kids, yeah. These young men, 18, 19, 20 years old. How are they handling this? You know, they should be kept away from the media. The program and the LSU is doing a great job of insulating themselves from all the madness on the outside. But how are these kids doing?
They seem to be doing fine. We got to talk to them the other day. They were good. And even Javonte Smart, in that Vanderbilt game, you could see it before the game. He was laughing and joking and playing with the crowd. During the game, he was celebrating. And then after the game, he seemed as happy as ever. And by all accounts, he's been handling this like a champ. So of all the people you'd think would be upset during the situation, Javonte Smart seems to be handling it great. And I think that's kind of carrying over to the rest of the team. I think the rest of the team is just kind of dealing with things as they come. It's not the first or even the worst obstacle they've had to overcome this season. We're talking about a bunch of kids that lost one of their best friends on what was supposed to be their first day of practice. So I think losing their head coach, whether it be momentarily or permanently, I think that's just kind of another thing. They view it as another obstacle they just have to overcome.
Bottom line here, Tyler, does LSU get it done tomorrow at noon?
Oh, that's a tough one. It's like a 50-50 split. I think they have a really good chance, especially if they come out with the same intensity they did against Vanderbilt. But it's going to take a lot. And without Will Wade to kind of fire him up, somebody else is going to have to step up and do it.
It's Tyler Nunes at TigerAg.com. You can find his work there. All sorts of coverage on the Will Wade situation and, of course, LSU and Florida preview. Tyler, appreciate it, man. Hopefully we're talking more LSU hoops as the week goes on. Thanks so much.
Yeah, just let me know. All right, have a good one.
You bet. At by Tyler Nunes on Twitter. Follow him there. And Tiger Fangs, you got to bookmark TigerAg.com for all of your coverage. We're coming back after this. A couple of phone calls and texts to get to, and then Latavius Murray, second half of the hour.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.